Hello.
Hey, Shane, this is George once again from Local Splash.
Hi, George.
I forgot to mention, so the, on our previous calls a few days ago, you had we had sent you an email, and you had accepted our request for us to be managers of your customer ID for the Google Verified. So our Google Verified department is letting us know that that wasn't done at least completely. It seems that you've initiated the process but missed the last steps. So Shane, when you have the chance, if you can at this moment, if you can go into your email, that email again does not come from Local Splash, it comes from Google. It's an email that's basically requesting access as managers. So you can
accept that. I can do that right now. And it came from Google. Let me search.
Right.
Google Workspace, Google Security Alert, Google Security Alert, no, that's not it, Google, complete your workspace, sign up and get up to 50% for 3 months.
No,
that's it. Google Business Profile, today, further account verification. Further verification is required to manage your account. Get verified.
So it's an email that talks about access, manager access to your Google account. Again, if you don't get in an inbox, you should check spam as well.
Right. When was it sent? It was sent a while back.
I was actually sent today again.
Today. I have a Google Business Profile. Joe invited you to manage. You have received an invitation. George, is that you? George Morantain invited you to manage Shane's Hardwood Floors of Florida. You have received an invitation.
That's another email, but that's coming from me directly. But yeah, that's not it. That's, I'm sure that email was a while back, right?
Yeah, I'm putting search in here.
It's an email that we just sent today, about like 2 hours ago.
Oh, you just sent it today, about 2 hours ago. Okay.
Yeah. That's too far.
And it came from Google?
From Google, yes.
Google Business Profile 230. Further future account verification is required. I think that's it. Is that it?
No, that's verification. So we're looking for an email that talks about access. Access to your customer
you,
ID.
Google Business, you are now a manager of Shane's Business Personnel April 2nd. That was yesterday.
So that means go out.
Yeah.
The Google Workspace, you said, George?
No, that's a Workspace. Workspace is not. Again, the email talks about access. Someone requesting access and you allowing access.
What you say?
Now, I do want to reiterate that the email goes to the email that was used to create the customer ID. So, Shane, if you remember, you gave me a customer ID some time back.
Yeah.
Whatever email that you have registered with that customer ID, that's where it was sent to.
That's where it was sent to?
Yeah.
But wasn't so maybe they wasn't sent to me.
Well, if it's your account, it should be your email.
Yeah.
Do you have multiple emails, Shane?
No.
Do you have more than one? Do you have two?
I have two. I have AOL, but I'm checking AOL.
Who's going to react for shenanigans? Terrible floor. And let me call. So when I give you that call, it might have hit me.
Went to that. That.
Hold on. It's verifying right here. I'm not sure.
Verifying what?
See this? Yeah, hold on. It's not all the way over. Mm-hmm. I think I just figured it out, George.
Did you find the email?
No, I went to a different selection and I went to go, then I hit start recording and it asked me to allow. And now I see where the camera and microphone, I had to turn the camera and microphone on.
Oh yeah, that's for the video, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if you need to send me an email, send it directly to me, you know?
Well, the thing is that we don't have an option to change something that we don't have access to.
It's not working. This is all bullshit, you know? You don't have options to do anything. We try to do everything and nothing works. You're telling me you send some email that I don't even have to give you access.
Right, so we're requesting access to your customer ID. We don't have access to changing your email to something that we don't have access to in the first place. The only one that can possibly change an email is yourself. But
he kind of walked you through the steps. He doesn't have your information to do it there.
There, yeah.
And it's required by law that that's for everybody to have your information.
Uh-huh. So what can I do? How can I help?
So Shane, you've actually already did this, but let me refresh your mind. Maybe you don't remember. So some time back, I asked for a customer ID for us to gain access to your Google Verified account. What is Google Verified? Google Verified is a paper lead service. It seems that before you even became a client with LocalSlash, you already had a service like that, which means that there's an account that already exists. In order for us to help you out with that account, we need access to the account. So some time ago, when you gave me the customer ID, I reported that you were going to receive an email, just like I'm doing right now, from Google. You were able to find it. I'm not sure what email you looked at, but you were able to find it. You actually read it to me. That was the correct one. You went through some steps. You said that you had it done. I checked with Google Verified just recently. They said that you did not complete the last steps on that.
I did not complete the last steps. And it came from Google. Yeah, Google Ads, is that it?
Can you read it?
Your asset now in motion, see the magic of a video. Create your first video. Try VO now. This is Google Ads. No.
Right, so again, the email is going to talk about someone, which is us, trying to request access, which is you and your account, and you accepting that invitation, that request.
Okay. Google Business Profile update how to verify on March 25th. Let me see. Confirm your business details, Visa call, or messaging from Google. That's not it, no? No.
Right. Again, the email is going to talk about someone. Again, someone is us, LocalSlash, requesting access to you, which is your account, and you are always allowing the access.
Okay, I have here the new Brano in Pro and now Google Ads. No, earlier, now you can access a newly launched. Pro Visions is for free for Google Ads. Update payments. Change hardwood floors. Google Customer Solution. Action required. Google One update payment.
March 8th. That's about opt-in payment.
It was about a week ago?
The first one, yeah. Maybe a little over a week ago, maybe, possibly. But are you also checking your spam folder?
Local service by Google, new call from prevention. Checking my spam. Okay, let me see. Everything is so difficult nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing's fucking easy. Okay, there's nothing there in spam. Let's go back. Start important send.
Oops, sorry. I don't know how to go back on this one.
Snooze, all mail.
Yeah,
all mail. All mail. Okay, look for Google here, Pat, with me. Pat's here looking as well with me.
Google Business Profile?
That was yesterday. Okay. Google, that was from George. Google Business Profile. You are now a manager at Change Hardwood Floors. That was April 2nd.
A week ago was...
Google Ads. Ready to create a video ads and just get started. No.
A week ago was the 27th or the 26th. This is 38 get away.
This one?
Yeah. The 27th is right here. Nickel special, you might read your verified letter, hello, Shane. It's that one again. Please ensure that you're prepared for.
Yeah, that's about making the video.
Okay.
That's about making the video.
Well, Shane, let me ask you this. Since we're requesting access to an already existing profile, were you managing that profile on your own, or was it another company that was doing that for you?
Another company. Unless I call him and say, did he get an email or something?
Another company was doing that for you. So
yes.
You do not remember what email they used or you gave them for this profile, for that Google Verified profile?
Would they have used my, they would have used my email, right? Or do they use their own email?
It should be something related to you.
Yeah. Well, then it should have been shanesrestorations@gmail.com. Will I call the guy and ask him, did he receive anything?
What user should be receiving that? What you can ask is what email they have registered on your Google Verified account.
Right. Let me call him now. What email I was registered underneath Google?
Under Google Verified. So Google can cause big confusion. There's a lot of things in Google. You have to very specifically say what email is registered with Google Verified.
Right. Okay. Hello, Russell. Yeah, good. What email was used for in my Google Verified when you were managing it?
Is it Paul?
Huh?
Who is this? Who's the one I'm speaking with?
It's Shane here.
Shane, how are you?
Yeah.